This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. Michael is the creator, editor, publisher of thecitywire.com, which covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. The compass numbers for April have come out, these series of economic numbers that people can find at the City Wire. And what do we find in the numbers for the month of April?
Well, the we put out the April numbers by the Wire. Now, our complete, this is somewhat of a teaser, our complete compass report for the first quarter will come out next Monday or Tuesday. But what we see with this, the numbers by the Wire, kind of captures where we've been in the last month. And thankfully, and let's all keep our fingers crossed, but at least in the Fort Smith area, we are seeing we're seeing some improvements. I think the bottom line, which we put in the summary, is that area sales tax and hospitality collections are showing a positive trend, which is a good sign if you're looking at consumer confidence. Our only negatives, again, Kyle, is just we just can't get the unemployment numbers to stabilize and the fuel costs. I don't have to tell anyone that gas prices are going up. I think we're all painfully aware of that.
And that can be quite a double whammy when you have steady unemployment numbers and increasing gas prices.
Right. I mean, yes, it is. It's a double whammy, and we expect the other problem here in the Fort Smith area. Not that it's a problem. It's not trending the right way yet. It's the housing market. I mean, we still the housing sales are down considerably. And that report from the Arkansas Realtors Association is also supposed to come out next week. But early indications look like we may have double-digit declines in home sales again in April.
Prices are going to go up for college students at most universities throughout Arkansas, the University of Arkansas system. Tomorrow, we'll ask the Board of Trustees to approve increases, and that includes at University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
The university here, of course, we have to keep in mind they only became a full-fledged college, so to speak, in 2002, and they're asking, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith here, they're asking for the highest overall fee and tuition increase. However, their fees and tuition are still going to be lower than the other five main UA system campuses. It's just, you know, they're still in the process of catching up, I guess, is one way to look at it. But in all of the chancellors, you know, Chancellor David Gerhardt there at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville has mentioned this, that their problem is just a growing number of students. And, of course, Kyle, part of that is as unemployment rate increases, sometimes people's only option is to try to go back to college and get a degree so they can hopefully get a better job. But they're having an increased number of students at almost all of these campuses, yet the state funding for higher ed is shrinking. So you mentioned that double whammy earlier. Well, the university officials are talking about a double whammy that they're facing also.
Four of the city directors at Fort Smith were together, not for a city director's meeting, but they were at a civic club, right? And they were talking about the state of the city, more or less?
Yes, sir. The Rotary Club, the Fort Smith Rotary Club invited them in, and it's the Rotary's policy. They try to bring them in at least once a year just to inform the membership of what's going on. But, yes, they talked about, and it was City Director Philip Mary, Pam Weber, Steve Tyler and Kevin Settle, and they talked about many things, but the overall thing, Kyle, was all of these directors are focused on, you know, infrastructure, economic development, and quality of place type improvements that not only recruits, you know, the best and brightest of the young minds, but helps retain those that are in the area. You know, they talked about improvements at Ben Guerin Park. They talked about Interstate 49 and some intermodal things, which don't sound sexy or quality of place, but in terms of access, in terms of improving the overall economy to create more of a dynamic that then feeds jobs for those best and brightest. They mentioned that, but they also have some issues as the city grows south. They're running out of fire stations to service that area. So that's an infrastructure issue that's, again, it's not sexy or glamorous, but if you're going to take care of the fundamentals that ends up providing that base to attract those best and brightest, you got to have things like fire stations and police branches and those type of things.
Well, infrastructure, transportation, none of this is free.
No, not the last time I checked.
So were they presenting a sort of what they think the city will have to do? I mean, the priority list of sorts?
Yes, and in fact, they will be conducting a retreat Monday night. They're going to meet at the Lake Portsmouth State Park and focus on some of those priorities. Two things on the money. One, they were asked about Interstate 49, which everyone knows eventually, hopefully, will run through western Arkansas. And was asked about the likelihood of Congress funding that. And the directors are, you know, brutally, if not painfully honest with the audience, saying that, you know, the atmosphere in Congress right now is as Director Mary said, the United States credit card is maxed out. Don't come up here asking for a bunch of money for a road. So that the atmosphere in Congress it makes it tough for cities and states to ask for big projects. You know, the Bella Vista bypass there in northwest Arkansas is a couple $100 million project. Getting Interstate 49 across the Arkansas River into Chaffee Crossing is going to be $300 to $350 million. So, you know, these aren't just things you can go pass the local sales tax and have funded in a few years.
And finally, a company that we've done stories on in the past on Ozarks at Large, and you've kept up with, Invotech in Alma, has a new laser product.
Yes, the Invotech. It's another one of those gee whiz type stories that I love, that we love to post on the City Wire. And Invotech's been around for quite a while, and what they do, Kyle, is they produce these devices that allows people with disabilities, they're blind or they can't use their arms or legs, allows them to use computers so they can function, allows them to use other devices so they can function. And they are going to be at the Abilities Expo, in fact, Friday in New Jersey. They have this low-power laser that people can use. It's a customizable keyboard, but you can use the people with disabilities can use this this laser and operate a computer and other devices.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, and much more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right.